Julienne is a 32-year-old Togolese woman living with HIV. Since she found out her status 4 years ago, she spent her days worrying and wondering why she got infected. She had nothing else to do but sleep and think. But now, with a small loan, training and support, Julienne says things have changed.
Bon, avant les microfinances, je me réveillais, je dormais. Je ne faisais que penser.
Julienne says she would wake up every day and then just go back to sleep. All she did was worry and think about why she had this disease. But when she got a loan to start up a small business, life changed. Now she says she wakes up in the morning, takes a shower, and says, "I'm also going to work today." Julienne's family is one of 50 vulnerable families affected by HIV who have benefited from a unique project partnering the Togolese Microfinance Institute, Investir dans l'Humain, and JAD, an organization providing services for people living with HIV and AIDS in Togo's capital, Lomé. Families were given loans from $100 to $1,000 to set up small but profitable businesses through a project funded by Save the Children Sweden. JAD President Joel Ahadiche says despite the common assumption that poor and vulnerable people cannot repay loans, the partnership has proved fruitful. Ahadiche says people living with HIV and AIDS often used to ask for financial support, but we didn't have the means to help them. He says they needed money to buy food for their families and school books for their children. We realized, he says, if we helped these people with some capital to set up businesses, they would be able to take care of the basic needs of their families, and in particular, their children. After 2 years, more than half the borrowing families have paid back their loans in total, and more than three quarters have profited from their new businesses. Julienne has set up a profitable market stall selling towels and beauty products. Others have set up motorbike taxi services or small commercial businesses. But Julienne says it's about more than just profit. Julienne says she's gained confidence in herself. She doesn't worry so much anymore. With the loan, she says, we get out of the house in the mornings and go to the market. It helps us get on with life and gives us the means to take care of ourselves and be independent. Ahadiche says previous microcredit projects for people living with HIV haven't worked due to a lack of financial experience to manage the loans. Now, with the experience of the Investir dans l'Humain Microfinance Institute, they have a successful model.
Nous avons accompagné la mise en œuvre des activités génératrices de revenus.
Ahadiche says what's really important with microfinance is to support the borrowers. JAD is helping them with their psychological, nutritional and medical needs. He says when a person living with HIV or one of their family members falls ill, JAD offers free medical care so that they do not spend their loan money on other things. For Julienne, her new business means she can take proper care of her daughter. She says now she knows she will survive. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Dakar.